Well, we've got a big job on our hands at Dover, and we've got a considerable length of seawall and railway behind it, which is suffering some sinkholes and some cracking up, and we've got a big job to fix it. And thankfully, we've got a lot of help locally with this task force we've set up. It's led by the local MP, who's Charlie Elphick, and we've also got MPs Damien Collins and Craig McKinley involved, plus Kent County Council and Dover District Council, and of course, the operator South Eastern. And by working together, we can smooth the way to eventually reopening the railway. Clear communication is absolutely crucial, and also local knowledge. So, for instance, if we need to get hold of somebody at the harbour or the local highways authority, because we're also responsible for the cliff face behind the railway, which carries the very important A20 road. So all of that, the local knowledge of the people we've got involved is absolutely crucial, will make a huge difference to making sure that we can do an effective job and get this railway back open. I think passengers have been incredibly patient, and they want to know when they're going to get their trains back, and so do we. However, we've got a big job on our hands to choose the right design and the right solution for this piece of railway, and we have to be confident that when we tell people it's going to open, that we know it is going to open, and we can have faith in that judgment. So as soon as we're ready to tell people we've chosen a solution and it's going to take this long to fix, then we'll do so.